Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have Reed Anfinson. He's the Swift County Monitor News publisher owner, the same for the Grant County Herald, based out of Elbow Lake, Minnesota, the past president of both the National Newspaper Association and the Minnesota Newspaper Association, currently serving as chair of the Legislative Committee of the Minnesota Newspaper Association and a board member for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
Reed, you have, what's your trajectory in small-town newspapers? Has this been your career, your whole life, or what?
This has been my whole life in many ways. I'm a graduate of the School of Journalism at the University of Minnesota. Worked for a session with the Minnesota legislature, but then came back out to rural Minnesota to take over the newspaper in Benson from my father, who was on his way towards retirement, and his partner.
And what's that experience been like? I mean, you know, is it the lifeblood of a small town in some ways?
Community newspapers are critically important to small town life. They play two real important functions. One of those functions is to keep the citizens civically informed by covering local governmental bodies like city council and school board and county board, and so that citizens can make informed decisions on both issues and the people who serve them. But the other critical role the community newspapers play is creating a connected community. Through the stories we write about the lives of the people who live here, we create a sense of common purpose and a sense of belonging to the people who live in our communities, and that's essential to getting things done in a small town.
Well, the economic pressures are pretty intense for local newspapers in small communities, right?
They're intense. No one can deny that digital has had an impact on community newspapers and their revenues. But small town newspapers are in a very different place than the big city newspapers or even the bigger regional newspapers, in that we're the only ones that do what we do in our communities. If you want the news of Benson or the news of Elbow Lake, the only place you're going to get it is through the people that we employ to cover those meetings. There are no television stations, no radio stations, no blogs that come into our communities and sit down at the city council meetings and cover those issues. There's a great little story. I was sitting at a city council meeting, and the city manager and council members and the staff are there. And we were doing a meeting with an engineer from the Twin Cities on a conference call. And the city manager introduced the people in the room, and then he looked across four seats of empty chairs and said, "And the newspaper representing the people of Benson." And that's the situation we have in rural towns all throughout the state.
Reed Anfinson is a board member for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, past president of the National Newspaper Association and the Minnesota Newspaper Association, serves as the chair of the Legislative Committee of the Minnesota Newspaper Association, and is the publisher and owner of the Swift County Monitor News and the Grant County Herald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.